Back on the WRMJ Pigskin Playoff Preview on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Ty Taylor, Bill Breeden, and Glenn Cook here. We'll have a conversation coming up next with Ridgewood Spartans head coach Pat Elder in the eight-man football playoffs. Before we get to that, though, we do have a start time for Rock Ridge on the road at Westville next week, a 2 o'clock kickoff. So we'll be on the air right around 1 o'clock for that one across WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Coach Cook, what do you think of the 2 o'clock start time ready for the drive across the state?
It's clear on the other side, isn't it?
Right. It's over towards Indiana.
By Indiana, not too far from Indiana.
No, very far.
Holy moly. And I got a ride with your dad. I'm here to tell you, the man is a menace.
Yes, I agree.
He should be in what do they used to call that, where they wreck cars in the, what do they call
Demolition
that?
Derby.
He should be in demolition. He would be a champion.
Yeah, he should put himself in the Mercer County Fair or the Demolition Derby. It's Saturday night every year at the fair.
He would walk away with that.
That's a pretty big purse, I think, too.
Like crazy to ride with him.
So, Rock Ridge, a 2 o'clock kickoff next Saturday. It sounds like Mercer County going to play Saturday. They don't have a time picked out yet, but either late afternoon or early evening, it's looking like we'll get that confirmed, hopefully, a bit later on. But on to the Class 5A bracket, which is where we left off. Chicago Peyton is the top seed in the North with a record of 9-0, hosting Sterling out of the Western Big Six. So Sterling, one of those teams who's into the playoffs with a 4-5 record. They're the 16 seed. Wheaton St. Francis, the 8 seed with a 7-2 mark, hosting 9th seeded Rochelle, who's also 7-2. Morgan Park out of Chicago. That's where Iota Sumu went, right? He didn't play football, though. 8-1. They're hosting Chicago Corliss, who was 5-4, the 13 seed. The 5 seed in the North in 5A is Sycamore, who went 8-1. Evergreen Park, the 12 seed, playing them at 6-3. Prairie Ridge out of Crystal Lake, a 9-0 mark. They're the 2 seed in the North, hosting defending 5A state champion Nazareth Academy. They were 5-4 last year and went on to win the state championship. This year they get into the playoffs at 4-5. So we'll see if they can make a repeat run. As a 4-5 team ever won a state title, Coach Breeden? I doubt it, right?
No, I don't think so. Last year, 5-4, they win it. This year they're 4-5, and it makes it worse, Ty, because now I think they're probably mad.
Right. You know? Of course, a tough schedule they play throughout the regular season, too. Glenbard South is the 7 seed in the North in 5A, hosting Chicago Noble UIC, who is 7-2. They're the 10th seed. The 3rd seed in the 5A North bracket is Antioch, who is 9-0, hosting Englewood STEM out of Chicago, who went 5-4. And then the final game in the North half of the 5A bracket is 6 seed Carmel, who is 8-1 against 7-2 Chicago Lindblom. To the South in Class 5A, the top seed is Morris, 9-0, hosting 16th-seeded Tinley Park, who is 5-4. Thornton Fractional South went 7-2. They're the 8th seed at home against Sacred Heart Griffin, who is the defending 4A state champion. They're up to 5A this year at 6-3. Muhammad Seymour seeded 4th in the North. They went 7-2 against Triad, who's 6-3, the 13th seed. Peoria High, a battle of kind of perennial powers in this game. Peoria High School 7-2. They're in 5A this year. The 5 seed hosting 12 seeded Joliet Catholic Academy, who's 6-3. So that's an interesting matchup there. The 2 seed is Morton, who is 8-1 against Providence Catholic, 5-4, the 15th seed. The 7 seed in the South in 5A is Carbondale High School, 7-2, hosting Hillcrest, who went 6-3, who's the 10th seed. Highland is the 3rd seed, 8-1 at home against Mount Vernon, who went 6-3. And then the final game in the 5A bracket is 6th seeded Metamora at 7-2, hosting MacArthur out of Decatur at 6-3. Coach Breeden, Peoria, Joliet Catholic, that's a pretty fun-looking matchup to me in round one.
Well, it sure is. Joliet Catholic, of course, year after year. I watched them play some just amazing games. Went up to Chicago one time, Ty, and Joliet Catholic was going to play Oak Park River Forest, and they had a record-setting quarterback, no huddle, all pass, and, of course, Joliet Catholic, a running team. There were so many people at the game, Ty, that when we got off the interstate, we were actually sitting on the interstate in the exit line.
Wow.
And we got to the game, and they said, you're going to have to watch it. You're going to have to watch it on closed circuit. You go in our gym.
Wow.
Well, the guys I was with, they go, we don't want to do that. Let's go. We'll see what we can do. By the fourth quarter, we were up in the front. Okay, we just kind of persevered. Well, over 1,000-yard offense in a game. The game came down. Oak Park River Forest had the ball, threw the ball in the end zone to the right, and a linebacker from Joliet Catholic full out knocked the ball down. And I'm going, holy cow, what a play. And we were in the Joliet Catholic fan base. Mm-hmm. And the guy goes, yeah, that's our freshman. And I went, what? And he goes,
pretty
yeah,
nice.
It's a freshman. He took our varsity guy's place. Oh. So then the last play of the game, same play, roll out to the right. Same thing happened. The linebacker went over and knocked the ball down, and the ball game's over. And it was two plays in a row. A freshman knocked the ball down. They won a football game. Wow. One of the more amazing things I've ever seen.
It's amazing. So, as we said, coming up here momentarily, we'll talk with Ridgewood Spartans head coach Pat Elder. We'll talk some eight-man football. Ridgewood into the postseason, 7-2. They're on the road against South Fork. Both of those teams, 7-2. The Spartans look like they have a chance to make a nice run in the eight-man football postseason. We'll talk with Coach Elder about that coming up next on WRMJ.
Happy Joe's aims to please any time of the day, any day of the week. You'll find great food and a good time at your Aledo Happy Joe's. Start your day with their delicious coffee, cinnamon rolls, tasty omelet pizza, and more. You'll always find plenty to eat on their lunch buffet, and you can order your favorite. And the whole family will think you're the best when you treat them to Happy Joe's famous pizza, pasta, calzones, and more. Dine in, carry out, or call for delivery at your Aledo Happy Joe's. Good times to be together.
For healthier crops and stronger yields, count on Nutrien Ag Solutions. By partnering with the leader in plant nutrition, you'll have access to innovative products and unmatched service that deliver impact and efficiency to every acre. Healthier crops, happier growers. Lead the field this season and beyond. Find your local crop consultant at NutrienAgSolutions.com.
See your local Nutrien Ag Solutions in New Boston, Viola, and Alexis.
Don't let your property be damaged by a leaky roof. If it's time for a new commercial roof to protect your investment, consider a Duralast roof from Riddle Roofing. Duralast Roof Incorporated is the world's best roof, ideal for flat or low-sloped application. It's durable, energy-efficient, and backed by the best warranty in the business. Protect your investment with a new roof from Riddle Roofing. For a free estimate, call Riddle Roofing in Aledo at 309-582-8532. That's 582-8532.
Love it, hate it, it happens every year, and one of the most important things you can do to prep for or maintain in cold weather is to call Lucky Duck Heating and Air Cooling. Locally owned and operated by Darren and Missy Harrison, Lucky Duck can perform important furnace checks, repairs, and maintenance, mini splits, and much more. Serving the Quad Cities area, and if you're located in Mercer or Southern Rock Island counties, you're in luck when you call Lucky Duck Heating and Cooling at 235 39th Street, Moline. Call 309-797-2828.
It's the Pigskin Playoff Preview on WRMJ and WRMJ.com on a Saturday night. That includes eight-man football. We bring in the head coach of the Ridgewood Spartans, Patrick Elder, 7-2 on the season. They are officially a 9 seed in the eight-man playoffs as they will take on South Fork on the road in Kincaid, Illinois, this next weekend. First up, before we talk about the pairings, Coach, size up the 2023 season for the Spartans at 7-2.
Our two losses are to the number one in the rankings, the number one. Amboy's been the number one team all year long. And then I think Polo's number three. Amboy handled them last night, but they were both close games. And, the Polo game was a heartbreaker that we probably felt like we let slip away a little bit. Other than that, we've been pretty consistent. We've been consistent at when we need to be, but when focused and ready, we've been a pretty good football team and really been better defensively than I think some people realize, just because obviously against those two teams, they scored some points, but we scored some points also in those games. So that led to the back and forth a little bit. But all in all, things kind of shook out like we thought they would. We obviously always want one or two more wins, but we feel like we could have another win under our belt that we let get away.
So basically how the scheduling is set up in eight-man, it's kind of a region schedule that is set by the association. But your opponent, you've had some history in 2022. You've played this South Fork program in 2022. What do you remember about their personnel. They have a lot of kids back. And what do you think of the matchup?
Yeah, they do. South Fork's been the team when people have asked me about, you know, everybody talks about obviously Amboy, Polo, and Milledgeville, and they should. They're good teams. But I've said all year long, I said people are sleeping on South Fork, and they got, gosh, they might have five or six back on each side of the football from a year ago. And they were a good team then, and they played St. Thomas More off their feet early in the season, who's the number one seed. And just a couple weeks ago, they lost a heartbreaker to Martinsville, who's, you know, I think the five seed, or they're 7-2 also. But Martinsville just lost to St. Thomas More today to 20-14 in a good game. But South Fork, they're big. They're big. They have three big guys. Two of them's last name's Elder, ironically enough. Like I said, they got three really just big physical linemen. Got some decent skill back. They got their quarterback back. Got a nice running back and a nice wide receiver. You know, it'll be interesting. I know their coach from last year, Buddy Brown, I believe was his name, retired. And they got a new coach. I don't know if he was a coach that was on staff there or not. But, you know, they appear to look kind of similar to what they did a year ago. So, you know, but they had a lot of players back. And again, they're a football team I know I've kind of kept my eye on all year long because we played them twice last year, and I thought they had a lot of pieces that at that time.
And just as far as, you know, how eight-man works, it's a four-week playoff. 16 teams get in. Now, I think the team that is, you know, you look at the seeding, and Amboy officially the number two seed, but I know they've scored so many points this year, and we hear a little bit about them because they're in kind of the northern half of the state. You know, what about just kind of tracking how the eight-man playoff works? This is, you know, a little bit kind of old-school stuff, how it's, you know, released, that it's not like, you know, this the IHSA production. So it's a little bit, maybe it has a little bit of the 1970s or 1980s feel to it. I don't know. So just what do you think kind of how the whole system works?
Yeah. I mean, it's our models, you know, as far as how things are set up, is based off the IHSA model, outside of the fact that we do go a true 1 through 16 seed. You know, but we obviously, the schools that are playing at this point, you know, don't have the resources that some IHSA, you know, for the IHSA for the projections, the models and things like that, is, like you said, it is truly some old school stuff when you're projecting things out. You know, it's not a computer spitting stuff out or things like that. You got to sit around and do a little math and you're trying to, you know, sometimes tracking a score or finding things out is a little bit more difficult, but also it also becomes a little bit more easy as time goes on. We've all gotten a little bit spoiled, right? You know, I went to a college football game today and was watching it with one eye and had the other eye on my phone as my dad and I were sitting there watching the St. Thomas More Martinsville game on my phone. So, you know, it's the world's changed a little bit from me hopping in the back seat with my dad to take the film from the projector camera up to get developed so that we can watch it on the projector on the reel. You know, it's
bring those days back, man.
That's right.
All right. Well, and it's just as exciting though, you know, that where small towns get stoked for playoff games, whether they get a host or whether they get in the bus and road trip on the road, right? Still, regardless if it's 11 man or 8 man.
We are awful glad to be playing for another week, and we're going to do what we can to play as many weeks as we can.
All right, Coach, congratulations on a postseason appearance, and good luck to the Spartans next weekend.
Appreciate it. Thanks for the coverage, Jim. Have a good night.
All right, again, Ridgewood, a number 9 seed in the 8-man playoffs. They will be on the road next weekend as they travel to Kincaid, Illinois, taking on South Fork. More on the WMJ Pigskin playoff preview in a moment.
Your bow hunting headquarters is Coppers Creek Outfitters outside of Illinois City. With lodging, guided hunts, and the ability to host special events, Coppers Creek Outfitters has served hunters across the country for 25 years as an ultimate whitetail and turkey bow hunting destination. Coppers Creek Outfitters is a top location in the state for trophy, turkey, and whitetail. Contact Bo Carlson at Coppers Creek Outfitters to find out why they've been called a bow hunter's paradise. Visit CoppersCreekOutfitters.com for more information.
dominate adventure with the Kawasaki Terex family of rugged side-by-sides. The two-passenger Terex and four-passenger Terex 4 recreational side-by-sides deliver the perfect balance of performance and comfort on the trails. The two-passenger Terex KRX 1000 and four-passenger Terex KRX 4 1000 sports side-by-sides are built with next-level capability and power to deliver the adventure of a lifetime. Visit your local AC McCartney or learn more online at acmccartney.com.
If you have farmland, farm machinery, or classic automobiles to sell, call Sullivan Auctioneers, a Big Iron company. Headquartered in Hamilton, Illinois, Sullivan Auctioneers is one of the largest real estate and farm machinery auction companies in the nation. For more than 40 years, Sullivan Auctioneers has been conducting professional auctions, bringing buyers and sellers together from around the nation and beyond. For a no-obligation consultation to sell your land, machinery, or classic automobiles, call Steve Larson, your local Sullivan Auctioneers sales rep today at 309-368-2247 to ensure maximum market exposure for your machinery. That number again is 309-368-2247.
Value, selection, and a knowledgeable sales staff ready to help you find what you're looking for. That's what you'll find at Essig Motors. Here's Julie Young.
This month I have a 2023 Grand Cherokee Laredo 4x4 in Baltic Gray Metallic. Come in and drive it home today after rebate for $47,430.
So make sure you plan a stop at Essig Motors in Aledo today or visit their website at essigs.com.
We're city smart with a country heart.
All right, back on the WRJ Pigskin Playoff Preview coming up on 9:30 this evening as we continue previewing the high school football playoffs. We have another start time locally. It will be Mercer County. They are playing on the road at Wilmington, a 4 o'clock kickoff next Saturday. So a week from today, a 4 o'clock kickoff will be on the air around 3 o'clock for that matchup between Mercer County and Wilmington in the first round of the playoffs. So, Coach Breeden, 4 o'clock, kind of a unique start time for a high school football game. You normally either see 7 p.m. or 1 p.m., right? But 5, or I should say 4 p.m. is a little bit kind of different, I think.
Well, it is different. I don't ever remember Mercer County, Aledo, playing that late for a playoff game. Of course, except back in the day when they played on Wednesday nights, but disregarding that, it is a weird time. It's a long way over there. So the coaches are going to have to sit down, make their schedule out, and, you know, what's going to work. And they'll do that. I would like to know the reasoning behind why they wanted a late game.
Right.
Just for heck, I guess. Like to know. But what you do, you have to have a defensive game plan, and everybody does it differently. All I can tell you is how we used to do it. We'd look at a team, and we would take their top five or six plays. Here are the ones they run, and we've got to stop them. And we'd have a plan A and a plan B, and then you just get your players ready. And basically, Ty, here's what football is. Here's what football is. People sometimes make it too hard. What is, let's say, like Glenn and I, our teams are going to play each other. Okay, what it boils down
to. Too bad, Coach Cook, you're going down.
And here's what it amounts to. In the week leading up to when I'm going to play the other team, am I going to teach my guys better, or is he going to teach his guys better? That's what it comes down to. That's it. Yeah.
There's a lot that's very well thought out, Coach. That's very true.
So,
very true.
Coach Breeden, I know we're going to get you and Coach Cook out of here as we'll continue on. It's late, and you guys were both out late last night. So we'll get Coach Breeden's kind of final thoughts first, and then we'll go to you, Coach Cook, because we know you always got to get the final word, right?
No,
so,
no.
Coach Breeden, just talking about Mercer County, kind of wrapping up with them playing at Wilmington next week, just kind of overall expectations going into next weekend against a pretty tough opponent.
Well, one is the start time. We covered that. Next, the kind of team they are, and they have a good tradition. You look at their playoff record, oh my gosh, a good playoff record. So you know you're playing a good team. Okay, given, playing a good team. So you get yourselves ready, offensively, defensively, you have your game plan. Is it sound? Get your guys ready to do what you want them to do. And like I just got through saying, that's it. Mm-hmm. And then you go play the game.
All right, Coach Cook, and what about the Rockets? Looking forward to next week at Westville. Long trip and a 2 o'clock kickoff for a team again at 8-1, but on the road, a tough draw for Rock Ridge, too.
Well, yeah, I just want to wish Coach Graves and the Rockets good luck in that game. You know, Ty and Coach Breeden here, the guy you need to be sitting in my seat is Tom Hassan.
He's listening tonight.
He knows what he's just right. Like Coach here. He knows what he's talking about. Right. I don't. I'm a fan.
We get all a lot of Alito Green Dragon stories with those two, right?
Oh yeah. I just want to say all I am is a fan of kids and right. And sports. And I
well,
love
we
watch.
All are to an extent.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
But there's knowledgeable fans and then there's me. I'm not running my wife gives me heck all the time that I run myself. I'm not. I'm being very honest about this. I'm just a fan. When I go with your dad to be the color guy, that's a joke.
Come on, Coach.
I'm being totally honest. I wouldn't be hired by anybody. Anyway.
Hired by John Oshite.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Show me my next paycheck. Anyway. Cullen Schweigen is listening too, by the way, and he took the deal about me throwing his passes too hard. He took that to heart. Mm-hmm. But no, that's all. I love Coach. This has been really great for me. I know you and your dad really well, but I'm getting to know Coach Breeden better, and I just think the world of you, Coach. And I can tell your passion when you go to where'd you go to watch Joliet Catholic play? Where did you go?
Oak Park River Forest.
I mean, why would you? I mean, now you got to love the game to go watch a high school game. Go for a 3-hour drive and watch a high school game. To me, high school sports are where it's at.
You bet.
You know, you're playing for your hometown. There's nothing better than high school sports. And
the best.
Anyway, thank you for having me over here. I apologize to the fans for my lack of knowledge. I'm just a fan of the game. The Rockets, I bleed Rocket. You know, I told you I hated Sherrard and I hated Orient. You know, I could have said the same thing about Mercer County. I hate Mercer County. You guys all know what I meant.
Yeah,
sure we did.
There's nobody I'd rather beat than Mercer County or Sherrard or Orient.
Exactly.
But I love these guys. I mean, there's people here in these towns that Tony Stiles, Neil Golly, people from those. I love them to death. And
Eric Hutchins.
Eric Hutchins. Yeah, Eric Hutchins. But when it came right, I remember I went over and apologized. I know I'm going on here. I went over and apologized to Sherrard because I said that on TV. And I went over and apologized to Sherrard. And I said, next year when you guys come over to Rockridge, when you get off the bus, I'm going to meet you and give you all a big hug and a kiss. You want that? And they said, no. And they were all laughing. Anyway, thanks for having me. And next year, get Tom Hassan.
You and Coach Hassan.
Are you going to be able to leave? Saturday. You're going, right, to Westville or not?
Yeah. Okay. Are we still on the air?
Oh, yeah, we are.
We're putting you on the
I'm planning on going, yes. Okay. I have a heart condition, you know, that I have to take care of.
I want to get in what Glenn was talking about. You know, Coach Hassan is a gem.
Yeah,
he's funny to talk to.
I wouldn't call him a gem, Coach.
No, and a very, very good football
player. He drives me nuts. He does. He drives.
I want to say one thing here too, and I'm glad that you're here about coaching philosophy, because Coach Cook and I have talked about this many times, and I know you would agree to this testimony that it's not about the X's and O's first. Kids are smart enough to realize if you care for them,
exactly,
and if they know. And every kid is smart enough out there. They know if you care about them or not.
Right. They don't care what you know as long as they know that
and
you care.
And if you care about them, and they know you care about them, you've won them over, then the X's and O's come into play. And I've said that about Coach Cook. I know about do you love the sport of competition, and do you love the youth that participate in the sport of competition? And kids are smart enough to realize if the coach is in it for the – and I don't care what sport it is.
No. Yeah. Glenn said it a moment ago, Jim, that high school sports is where it's at, because you're exactly right. You know, it's just – it's the relationship. The relationship. There have been guys on one football team, and we lost. It was the worst – feeling loss as a coach that I ever had. And a TV station interviewed me right after. And it was hard. It was hard. And what I said, I've had some players say, "Coach, I remember the interview. I remember what you said. I said a few minutes ago they were players of mine, and now their career's over, and now they're my friends." And that's exactly what Glenn was talking about. Yeah.
Yep.
Now they're amen.
Yeah. When the game
and
starts,
I know what game you're talking about. Yeah. The initials of the team that they played were CC, I bet
CC,
you.
CC, I think. You know,
when, Jim and I, Jim laughed at me about this, but you know, when the game starts, the only thing that matters, the absolute only thing that matters, the scoreboard does not matter, swear to God. The only thing that matters is that everybody on that field is trying to win the game. That's all that matters. Scoreboard, I swear, does not matter. The older I get, the more I know that's true. If you've done everything in your power to win the game, you win, period.
I go back to what you said, Jim, about the kids have to know you care. And I wish this would have been my original thought. It wasn't. I stole it. My supervising teacher, when I was student teaching, did this. I took it from him, and I used it all the rest of my career, regardless of the sport. And I did it in the beginning so I would do what it was doing. After a while, I didn't have to think about it, but I still did it. I had a sheet with everybody's name on it, okay? And then right after practice, the coaching staff, we'd sit down. Did you talk to Johnny today? Did you talk to Danny? And we go through. You got to talk to the kid every day. Now, if nobody talked to Johnny, and we go, okay, we'll say something to him tomorrow. You hit it on the head, Jim, because it's got to be true. It's got to be realistic. Wow. It can't be fake. All that meant was that the next day there was 4, 6, 8 eyes on Johnny. And when Johnny did something good, somebody was going to say something to him. And we guaranteed that every day. But after a while, I didn't have to think about that sheet. You go around and you make sure that you come in contact with every kid you're responsible for.
I tried to do
and
that too, Coach.
And I still believe this. I believe this wholeheartedly. Because now there are more guys on a coaching staff than ever.
Yeah.
Okay. And every kid that comes, and this is just my own belief, every kid that comes off a football field, all right, offense, defense, a position coach should slap him on the back, on the helmet, say something to him, communicate whatever you have to communicate. But every time they come off the field, somebody should be meeting them. I believe that, and that's what I try to do.
Amen, brother.
All right, so we want to thank Coach Breed and Coach Cook for helping us out tonight. The party continues, though. We've got some more conversations to get to. Coming up next, we'll talk with head coach of the Wilmington Wildcats, Jeff Reintz. That's who Mercer County is taking on here in the first round next week again. That'll be a 4 o'clock kickoff. More coming up on WRMJ and WRMJ.com after this.
Hey, Mercer County. Sean here with Agtegrity Precision, your local agriculture precision technology specialist. We hope you have a safe and successful harvest this fall. As you look forward to the 2024 planting season, remember that we are here to service your planting operations, sprayer setups, and offer our expertise on new builds. We specialize in ag leader technology and retrofit solutions. We look forward to seeing you next spring. Here's to a great harvest.
The Pumpkin Patch at Skinner Landscaping is now open for the season. Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays from 10 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. through the end of October. Come enjoy the play area with bounce house, pedal car track for all ages, barrel cars for smaller children, corn maze, hay rack ride, and other attractions to keep the kids busy for hours. In the greenhouse, they'll have mums, planters, pumpkins, gourds, and fall decorations as always too. Skinner Landscaping, 906 Southeast 19th Avenue in Aledo.
We all know the joys of a scenic drive, but sometimes Mother Nature has other plans. When a deer meets your car, who do you call? Jeff's Auto Body and Towing, of course. It's a startling moment. A deer darts onto the road and you're left with a dented car. But fear not, Jeff's Auto Body and Towing is here to save the day. With their emergency towing service, one call to 309-584-4337 brings a swift response. The expert team at Jeff's will assess the damage and have your car looking like new in no time. When deer and cars collide, trust Jeff's Auto Body and Towing. Enjoy.
Attention all farmers and growers, are you ready to take your operation to the next level? Diamond Ag is your go-to source for premium seeds and expert agricultural support. Their carefully selected seed companies, including Stein, Zitavo, Brevant, Midwest Seed Genetics, and LG, are the cornerstone for your success. Diamond Ag understands that your success is their success, and they're with you every step of the way from planting to harvest. Diamond Ag, with locations in Aledo, Alexis, and Knoxville, striving to earn your business every day.
Jim Taylor back on WRMJ, WRMJ.com. It is the Pigskin playoff preview. Let's learn a little bit about Mercer County's opponent, Wilmington. Again, they have a coach that's been there for a while, Jeff Rentz. Does this night ever get old for you, trying to figure out who you're playing in the playoffs?
No, it doesn't. It's a great honor to be involved in the playoff pairings. We've been fortunate to be in it quite a bit, so very happy from that standpoint. But it's always a very exciting night for me, you know, as it is for all coaches throughout the state. You know, it's a slow day, and then all of a sudden the pairings come out, and then everything starts flying 100 mile an hour. So, but it's great to be a part of, and so we're definitely excited about the opportunity.
Well, how many years have you been the head coach at Wilmington? It's been a while, right?
You know what? Yeah, I'm going into year 30.
So Holy smokes!
Right now is year 30. So, been there a little while. So it's been something that's been very good for me and my family, and so very very happy that we made that move.
So when you started in '93, then you know the a little bit different in terms of technology and how the pairings were released and kind of the information you had to wait, and now it's just, you know, there's so much speculation and conjecture leading up to it. Do you prefer the old-fashioned way back in 93 when there was a little more, like, anticipation and it was like election returns way back in the day where you had to kind of wait forever to find out?
Well, I tell you what, you bring up some good things there. You're right in the fact that, you know, you waited all day. You weren't quite sure what was going to happen. And then when it did happen, okay, and then the next thing was, okay, where are we going to meet to exchange tape? And do you want to drive tonight to exchange tape? No, let's do it tomorrow, and I'll meet you at this McDonald's, and, you know, in between both, you know, a midpoint between the two towns. And, you know, and in a way, I kind of miss that a little bit. I do, you know, but don't get me wrong. I'm glad that, you know, if you would have told me 30 years ago you can exchange film on a click of a button, I would have thought you were crazy. So I can't believe how far we've come.
Yeah, and then I guess, too, I'm just curious, like, the speculation and the conjecture, you know, I say that this is a bigger night. Now, coaches will disagree and say, no, the games are the bigger things in the practices. But for the fan base, this, to me, is bigger than the games just because of the speculation leading up to tonight. Where then after the pairings are released, it's like there's all of this like pressure that's let out of the air balloon, I guess.
Yeah, and everybody. Well, what's great about it is everybody's got their own opinion, and they're going to voice it. Well, I think, you know, this town's, you know, this school's going to play this school, or, you know, is this school 3A? Is this school 2A? What happens if, you know, where's the IHSA going to draw the line for North and South? And you're right. All that gets everybody going, and then you get to the night, and it's a big crescendo up to the night, and then you see what it is, and then you go from there. So.
All right. Well, so you open the season losing to a conference team, Seneca, in a hard-fought ball game, 27-21. You haul off 8 straight wins to finish the year 8-1. Tell us a little bit about kind of your makeup in 2023. Now, you've been a traditional winning program, so I'm assuming the expectations are probably kind of all the same every year up there, so, or over there. Was, you know, you're expecting coming into this 2023 season that you had the makeup of another quality team?
Yeah, we did. We probably had more kids coming back for this year's team than we usually would. And so, you know, from that standpoint, we had some experience coming back. But by the same token, you know, I'll say this too. We had about 4 or 5 spots that we were starting younger kids. And then we ran into some injuries at the beginning of the season too. And so we had to move some kids around. And, And because of that, we've been able to build a little bit of depth as the season's gone on, as we've gotten our injured kids back. From point A, which is, you know, we went over to Seneca, and Seneca's a great team this year. That's why they're the number one seed. We had a great game with them. We ended up on the wrong end of that. But I think we've gotten better and better as the year has gone on. And so, obviously we'll see what happens here in the playoffs. That's the ultimate, to find out where you're at. But I would say overall we were, the kids had high expectations. And as we go into the playoffs here, I would say that, we're looking forward to the playoffs and looking forward to this challenge against Mercer County.
So, when I always talk about these programs that are on the enrollment classification cutoff line, that's a little, more interesting dynamic, where if you're trying to figure out what are the potential first-round opponents for us, well, there's a drastic change in the opportunity whether you're 2A or 3A. Do you let that get to you, trying to figure out what our potential is, when you're approaching week 7, week 8, week 9, where you know you're in the playoffs? Are you've been doing it for so long, and you say, hey, we're just going to let the chips fall where they may, and when they announce the pairings on Saturday night after the regular season, we roll with it?
Yeah, no, human nature, right? You're always going to take a look to see, well, hey, where can we fall, this and that. And it was so different, from about week 6 on. One weekend, we would look at the games and, well, we might be 2A, and then you look at it, well, after last weekend, we really thought, we could be 3A here. And then I've learned throughout the years that, and we all know that, don't get too, wired up on what you can't control. And, we can't control where the 2A, 3A line is. We can't control where they put the playoffs and all that. We can just control our own record. And so, I would say definitely throughout our career, we've gone from being really amped up on playoff pairing night to definitely, hey, it is what it is. And wherever they put us, wherever that may be, we're just happy to be in the playoffs and hopefully moving forward and being in the playoffs from there.
All right, so I don't think there's been any past history between Wilmington and Mercer County. Are you gathering intel right now? Do you know much about the Golden Eagles?
Going into it, no, not much. I just know we've played some other teams from that way, with Rock Ridge. We played Farmington, Illini West over there. Now I'm going back a little ways, in my career here, but it's always been really good football, and football that we definitely – take a look at those guys, and we just got a ton of respect for that part of the state and the kind of football they play. So, we've got a lot of homework to do, like everybody does tonight. The one neat thing about the playoffs, I've always said, is, I'm glad we're playing somebody that we've never played. And that now you start those relationships with those coaches, and it's somebody new. Sometimes you get into the playoffs and you play somebody from your conference for the second time. Well, it is what it is. If you have to do that, fine. But I always find it neat to play somebody that you never played before. And, you just get to, meet new guys and see how they run their programs. And you learn about their program and things along those lines. And Mercer County, obviously, has done a great job with, and has great tradition throughout the years. And somebody that we very much respect.
Well, and then just the final thing. Man, I tell you, the upper half, the north half of the 2A bracket this year, you talk about some talent that is in the field, where an 8-1 team and a conference champ is playing a road game in round one of the playoffs in Rock Ridge. That tells you, man, it's going to be a meat grinder to get through that thing. Have you had a chance to kind of review the north half of the 2A bracket? Man, there's some talent in that thing, and because you played Seneca, who's the one seed.
Yeah. No, it's as tough of a bracket, or tough as a 16-team playoff that we've been in. I mean, we've been in some good ones, too. I mean, when you look at that, you know, I don't have it right here in front of me. It's four undefeated teams. Or is
yeah,
that correct?
Seneca's 9-0. Tri-Valley's 9-0. Moroa Forsyth is 9-0. Central Catholic is 9-0. Then Moments is 8-1. Your club is 8-1. Westville is 8-1. Rock Ridge is 8-1. And they're playing a road game in week one of the playoffs. They are the conference champions of the track West. And they're playing on the road. They've won 8 games in a row, and they're playing on the road. That in round one, that tells you that's like back in 1974 when the playoffs started. Normally, that's when 8-1 teams played on the road, but we're seeing that happen in a 256 school field that an 8-1 team this year is playing on the road.
Well, yeah, I could say. I mean, when you look at our brackets there, you could put that up against anybody. 1A through 8A, and I don't know how much tougher it could be beside that one.
All right, Coach, appreciate you coming on with us. We'll look forward to seeing your club over in Wilmington next weekend. Thanks for coming on the show.
Okay, guys, I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're listening to WRMJ.
Reliable, dependable, and always ready for you. That describes Orwig Auction and Appraisal. Joe Orwig is happy to serve the WRMJ listening area. Orwig Auction and Appraisal can take care of any kind of auction with live and online bidding. If you need an auctioneer or appraiser, give Joe a call at 309-361-0397 or email him at joeorwig@yahoo.com. No auction is too big or too small. When it's time to go to auction, go with Joe at Orwig Auction and Appraisal. Joe says good luck to all area high school football teams competing in the playoffs.
Compeer Financial is always here for our clients and communities. With all the unknowns in our world today, you don't want to worry about your operations financing. We can give you peace of mind with flexible financing options, including long-term fixed rates, and our experienced team will guide you every step of the way. Partner with us today. To learn more, give us a call at 844-426-6733 or visit Compeer.com today. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2021. All rights reserved.
Pappy Joe's aims to please any time of the day, any day of the week. You'll find great food at a good time at your Aledo Happy Joe's. Start your day with their delicious coffee, cinnamon rolls, tasty omelet pizza, and more. You'll always find plenty to eat on their lunch buffet, and you can order your favorite. And the whole family will think you're the best when you treat them to Happy Joe's famous pizza, pasta, calzones, and more. Dine in, carry out, or call for delivery at your Aledo Happy Joe's. Good times to be together.
For healthier crops and stronger yields, count on Nutrien Ag Solutions. By partnering with the leader in plant nutrition, you'll have access to innovative products and unmatched service that deliver impact and efficiency to every acre. Healthier crops, happier growers. Lead the field this season and beyond. Find your local crop consultant at NutrienAgSolutions.com.
See your local Nutrien Ag Solutions in New Boston, Viola, and Alexis.
Don't let your property be damaged by a leaky roof. If it's time for a new commercial roof to protect your investment, consider a Duralast roof from Riddle Roofing. Duralast Roof Incorporated is the world's best roof, ideal for flat or low-sloped application. It's durable, energy-efficient, and backed by the best warranty in the business. Protect your investment with a new roof from Riddle Roofing. For a free estimate, call Riddle Roofing in Aledo at 309-582-8532. That's 582-8532.
All right, 9:49 on a Saturday night on 102.3 FM, WRMJ. The Pigskin playoff preview continues. Ty Taylor back. We'll get back to the brackets. We'll give you the 6A and 7A IHSA football brackets. Then we'll talk with the head coach of the Westville Tigers, who Rock Ridge is taking on in round one, Guy Goodlove, coming up here momentarily. So 6A, we'll start in the north. The top seed is Lake Zurich, who went 8-1. They're the top seed, hosting 16th-seeded Crystal Lake Central at 5-4. Riverside Brookfield is the 8th seed at 7-2 at home against Caneland, who went 6-3 in the regular season. The 4th seed, Belvedere North, hosting 13th-seeded Munson out of Chicago at 6-3. Wakanda went 7-2. They're the 5th seed at home against Grant, who went 6-3. Lakeview, the 2 seed in the North in 6A, 7-2, hosting Lake Forest, who was 5-4. 7-2, Geneva, the 7th seed in the top half of the bracket, at home against Chicago Sen, who is 6-3. Cary Grove, 7-2 on the season, is the 3 seed at home against 14th seed Libertyville, who is 5-4. And Chicago Mather, 7-2 at home against Highland Park, who was 6-3. That's the 6-11 matchup there. To the south side of the 6A bracket, it is Kankakee, the top seed, hosting Bremen at 5-4. Eisenhower at home against Dunlap. Both of those teams 6-3 in the 8-9 matchup. East St. Louis, the Flyers, seeded fourth. Their two losses to nationally ranked teams this season. They're 7-2 at home against Lamont, who was 5-4, the 13th seed. Normal Community West, 7-2 on the season, hosting Simeon out of Chicago at 5-4. That's the 5-12 matchup. Washington is the 2 seed in the southern half of the 6A bracket, hosting Danville, who's the 15th seed at 5-4. Crete Moniz, 6-3 on the season. They're the 7th seed, and the 10th seed is Champaign Centennial. The 3 seed, Richards out of Oakland, 7-2, with Chicago Hubbard as the 14th seed. They went 5-4, and then rounding out the 6A bracket is Glenwood at 6-3 at home against Bloomington High School, the 11th seed, who was 5-4. Quickly to Class 7A, where they rank the, or I should say they seed the teams 1 through 32. So the top of the bracket starts with top-seeded Normal Community at 9-0, hosting 32nd-seeded Argo. Bradley Bourbonnais is the 16th seed at 6-3, hosting 6-3 St. Charles North. Lincoln Park out of Chicago, seeded 8th at 8-1, hosting 25th-ranked Addison Trail. The 9th seed in Class 7A is Glenbard East at 8-1 at home against Harlem, 6-3. Hersey, 9-0 on the season. They're the 4th seed in the 7A bracket, hosting Wheaton-Warrensville South, who is 5-4. Downers Grove North is at home. They're the 13th seed, 7-2 at home against Kenwood at 6-3. Continuing on in the 7A bracket, Maine West went 9-0. They're seeded 5th in 7A at home against 28th seeded Collinsville, who's 5-4. Lincoln Way West, the 12th seed, 7-2 at home against 21st seeded Hoffman Estates, who is 6-3. The number 2 seed in Class 7A, Honeniga, they went 9-0. They're hosting 31st seeded Rockford Auburn at 5-4. Willowbrook, the 15th seed in Class 7A, hosting 18th seeded Yorkville. Willowbrook 7-2, Yorkville 6-3. Batavia 8-1, the runners up in 7A last year, seeded 7th at 8-1, hosting Brother Rice out of Chicago, who was 5-4. Lincoln Way Central, an 8-1 mark in the season. They're seeded 10th, hosting 23rd seeded Jacobs out of Algonquin. 6-3 there. Quincy High School out of the Western Big Six, the number 3 seed in Class 7A at 9-0, hosting West Chicago, who was 5-4. Whitney Young out of Chicago, 7-2, is the 14th seed. Wheaton North seeded 19th, they're 6-3. Mount Carmel lost today for the first time this season to Loyola Academy, so that was the number 1 ranked teams in Class 7A and 8A playing each other. Mount Carmel 8-1 on the season, they're seeded 6th, hosting St. Rita, who is 5-4. They're the 27th seed. And the final 7A matchup is Prospect at 7-2, the 11th seed at home against 22nd seeded Buffalo Grove. We will get to the 8A brackets here in a few minutes. Right now we got our final interview of the program coming up. That's Westville head coach Guy Goodlove. Is Westville hosting Rock Ridge and Rowland. We'll have some bonus coverage online at WRMJ.com. Conversations with Fulton head coach Pat Lower, Camp Point Central head coach Brad Dixon, and then Monmouth Roseville head coach Jeremy Adolphson. Those will be available online at WRMJ.com tonight. So we'll take a timeout, come back and hear from Guy Goodlove, the head coach of Westville, after this on WRMJ.
Love it, hate it, it happens every year, and one of the most important things you can do to prep for or maintain in cold weather is to call Lucky Duck Heating and Air Cooling. Locally owned and operated by Darren and Missy Harrison, Lucky Duck can perform important furnace checks, repairs and maintenance, mini splits and much more. Serving the Quad Cities area, and if you're located in Mercer or Southern Rock Island counties, you're in luck when you call Lucky Duck Heating and Cooling at 235 39th Street, Moline. Call 309-797-2828.
Your bow hunting headquarters is Coppers Creek Outfitters outside of Illinois City. With lodging, guided hunts, and the ability to host special events, Coppers Creek Outfitters has served hunters across the country for 25 years as an ultimate whitetail and turkey bow hunting destination. Coppers Creek Outfitters is a top location in the state for trophy, turkey, and whitetail. Contact Bo Carlson at Coppers Creek Outfitters to find out why they've been called a bow hunter's paradise. Visit CoppersCreekOutfitters.com for more information.
Dominate adventure with the Kawasaki Terex family of rugged side-by-sides. The two-passenger Terex and four-passenger Terex 4 recreational side-by-sides deliver the perfect balance of performance and comfort on the trails. The two-passenger Terex KRX 1000 and four-passenger Terex KRX 4 1000 sport side-by-sides are built with next-level capability and power to deliver the adventure of a lifetime. Visit your local AC McCartney or learn more online at acmccartney.com.
If you have farmland, farm machinery, or classic automobiles to sell, call Sullivan Auctioneers, a Big Iron company. Headquartered in Hamilton, Illinois, Sullivan Auctioneers is one of the largest real estate and farm machinery auction companies in the nation. For more than 40 years, Sullivan Auctioneers has been conducting professional auctions, bringing buyers and sellers together from around the nation and beyond. For a no-obligation consultation to sell your land, machinery, or classic automobiles, call Steve Larson, your local Sullivan Auctioneers sales rep, today at 309-368-2247 to ensure maximum market exposure for your machinery. That number again is 309-368-2247.
Value, selection, and a knowledgeable sales staff ready to help you find what you're looking for. That's what you'll find at Essig Motors. Here's Jim Anderson.
I have a very nice 2024 Equinox LT all-wheel drive, sterling gray metallic, very beautiful vehicle. Come in today and drive it with me. Take it home for $32,490.
So make sure you plan a stop at Essig Motors in Aledo today or visit their website, essigs.com.
Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. The Rockridge Rockets, their first-round opponent is Westville, coached by Guy Goodlove. They're 8-1 on the season, playing the Vermilion Valley Conference in the eastern portion of the state. And I was doing a little homework here, Coach Goodlove. You've been doing it a while, I think since 1995, so 28 years. Does this night ever get old for you, or is it still as exciting as it was from back in the day?
Oh, you know, in two-way football, you know, you experience the ups and the downs, the highs and the lows. So, you know, the lows make the highs that much sweeter. So, yeah, it never gets dull. It's always exciting. We've got a house full of kids that sat in front of the TV, you know, anxiously awaiting to hear who they were going to get to play tonight. So it's a great atmosphere, you know. We've made the playoffs now, what, 2-3 years in a row, and so we're excited. You know, this, we've got a good team, and we're looking forward to the opportunity.
Yeah, and just kind of your overall view of the north half of 2A, because not too often do you find an 8-1 team like Rock Ridge that has to play a first round playoff game on the road. That means there's a lot of good teams in the north half. What do you think of the kind of the breakdown?
Oh, I think the north half is just loaded, absolutely loaded. And you know, whoever comes out of that north bracket, they'll be battle tested and they'll be tough to beat because they'll be through the wars and hopefully they can make it through healthy. So I mean, each game's a battle. I mean, you got 2-8-1 teams battling. You know, if I'm Rock Ridge and I'm 8-1 and I've worked my tail off all year long and I got to go on the road clear across the state, I don't know if I'm real happy about that. I'm happy in the playoffs, but, you know, I do all this work and put all this effort in during the season and I don't get rewarded. But it is what it is, you know.
Yeah.
So that north bracket is just loaded. So,
yeah, so
good luck.
Yeah. So I was thinking about, you know, so when you started in 1995, what that would have been six class football. So
right.
You've seen the expansion to eight classes and 256 qualifiers. I mean, just kind of looking at high school football over the years for a guy that's coached 28 years, do you notice some definite changes in that time period, or is it still pretty much the same game?
Well, you know, when it was 6A football, we always ran into St. Joe Ogden or Unity of Tolono, you know, which were perennial powers in 3A. And when we went to the eight-class system, we were glad, very happy, because we didn't have to run into them anymore. But now it seems like ever since we came back from the pandemic, the 2A feels a lot like the 3A football used to feel, you know. So, you know, we're sitting here with Bloomington. I think Bloomington Central Catholic, they're in 2A now. It just feels like a 3A bracket. And it's tough. It's going to be a slobber knocker every game. I mean, it just, you know, 2A football, you can win a few, you know, in the past we felt like we could win a few games. But now you've got to be ready to go each and every game. So
tell us about your league this year, the Vermilion Valley, and I know it looked like your schedule was top heavy, where you got Salt Fork, Bismarck, Henning, Rossville, Alvin, and Moments right off the bat. How good was your league this year?
every game is a conference game, and you had to be ready to play. You know, every team brings something different to the table. You know, you see a little wing tee, you see the spread, you see a lot of different things. The last game of the year, we saw the I formation. So, I wouldn't say we've got great size, but we've got good speed. So we had to be ready to play every game. You know, we had to take advantage of what we do well. And, I think Bismarck and Salt Fork both made the playoffs. Of course, Moments tied with us for the conference championship. So I know for sure we had four teams make the playoffs, which is good for us. So I thought the conference was very good from top to bottom, although, it is what it is. I mean, not everybody can make the playoffs. Not everybody wins the conference, but it was good. It's a competitive conference.
All right. So finished last year 5-5. So talk a little bit about the roster makeup here in 2023. Do you have a lot of kids back from 2022, and what were kind of the expectations this year?
Well, our roster makeup, we've got a great group of seniors. Don't have a lot of them, but got a good group of seniors. Not only are they good football players, they're good students in the classroom. Don't have a lot of juniors. We're bottom heavy with sophomores. Got a great sophomore class. You take our seniors, a few juniors, and a lot of sophomores, and, we've put together a pretty good team. What really helps us is our senior leadership. We've guided those sophomores along really well. You know, we thought we'd struggle a little bit along the offensive line, but those sophomores have really stepped up to the plate and more than fulfilled our expectations this year. So, we run the spread. We've got a lot of playmakers who are sophomores, and we had a little learning curve early, but, our goal is to get better each and every week, and we've done that. So, I don't feel like those sophomores are sophomores anymore. They're playing like upperclassmen, and we have a lot of confidence in them.
Yeah. Now, normally when you talk about splitting kind of the classes in half with the North and the South, normally there isn't travel like there kind of is in this game, where it's, 3+ hours for Rock Ridge to travel. Basically new opponents playing one another. Do you know much about the Rockets of Rock Ridge yet, or you still got to gather some intel on them?
Other than what I've seen on Max Preps and what I've seen on Huddle with their highlights, but other than that, I don't know a lot. They seem to me like they've got real good size, probably bigger than we are, an outstanding quarterback, and kids that, when the opportunity presents itself, they make plays. They seem like a team that doesn't make a lot of mistakes. So, it'll be a challenge for us.
And then as far as a potential start time, you normally play 1 o'clock on Saturday playoffs, or what are you looking at?
That's what we usually do is 1 o'clock, unless it's close. Like last year we played Bismarck and it was a 7 o'clock Friday night game. So.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to seeing your facility, because I know you have the great new turf there, and it should be a fun time when you got to travel across the state and play a game. So hopefully we'll see you next Saturday in Westville, Illinois. Coach, thanks for joining us tonight.
All right, thank you.
You're listening to WRMJ.
Hey, Mercer County. Sean here with AgTegrity Precision, your local agriculture precision technology specialist. We hope you have a safe and successful harvest this fall. As you look forward to the 2024 planting season, remember that we are here to service your planting operations, sprayer setups, and offer our expertise on new builds. We specialize in Ag Leader technology and retrofit solutions. We look forward to seeing you next spring. Here's to a great harvest.
The Pumpkin Patch at Skinner Landscaping is now open for the season. Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays from 10 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. through the end of October. Come enjoy the play area with bounce house, pedal car track for all ages, barrel cars for smaller children, corn maze, hay rack ride, and other attractions to keep the kids busy for hours. In the greenhouse, they'll have mums, planters, pumpkins, gourds, and fall decorations as always too. Skinner Landscaping, 906 Southeast 19th Avenue in Aledo.
We all know the joys of a scenic drive, but sometimes Mother Nature has other plans. When a deer meets your car, who do you call? Jeff's Auto Body and Towing, of course. It's a startling moment. A deer darts onto the road and you're left with a dented car. But fear not, Jeff's Auto Body and Towing is here to save the day. With their emergency towing service, one call to 309-584-4337 brings a swift response. The expert team at Jeff's will assess the damage and have your car looking like new in no time. When deer and cars collide, trust Jeff's Auto Body and Towing. Enjoy.
Attention all farmers and growers. Are you ready to take your operation to the next level? Diamond Ag is your go-to source for premium seeds and expert agricultural support. Their carefully selected seed companies, including Stein, Zitavo, Brevant, Midwest Seed Genetics, and LG, are the cornerstone for your success. Diamond Ag understands that your success is their success, and they're with you every step of the way from planting to harvest. Diamond Ag, with locations in Alito, Alexis, and Knoxville, striving to earn your business every day.
Reliable, dependable, and always ready for you. That describes Orwig Auction and Appraisal. Joe Orwig is happy to serve the WRMJ listening area. Orwig Auction and Appraisal can take care of any kind of auction with live and online bidding. If you need an auctioneer or appraiser, give Joe a call at 309-361-0397 or email him at joeorwig@yahoo.com. No auction is too big or too small. When it's time to go to auction, go with Joe at Orwig Auction and Appraisal. Joe says good luck to all area high school football teams competing in the playoffs.
Welcome back to the Pigskin Playoff Preview on WRMJ, WRMJ.com, streaming on the WRMJ app. Just past 10 o'clock. We'll wrap up here momentarily, but we got to get to the Class 8A bracket, which we haven't given to you yet. So we'll start in Class 8A again. Like 7A, 1 through 32 is how they seed it. The top seed is the defending state champions, Loyola Academy, who beat Mount Carmel earlier today. They're 9-0, hosting 32nd seeded Plainfield North, who's 4-5. The 16-17 game, in the 8A bracket is New Equa Valley out of Naperville at 6-3, hosting Palatine at 6-3 as well. Huntley is the 8 seed at 8-1, hosting Niles West, who's 6-3. They're seeded 25th. The 9 seed in the 8A bracket is Joliet West, at 8-1 at home against St. Ignatius out of Chicago at 6-3. Edwardsville's the 4 seed at 8-1 at home against West Aurora, who's 5-4. They're seeded 29th. 13 seed in the 8A bracket is Glenbard West at 7-2 at home against 20th seeded Naperville North, who's 6-3. York 8-1, seeded 5th, hosting 28th seeded Homewood Flossmoor, who's 5-4. Stevenson 7-2 on the season is the 12th seed in the 8A bracket at home against Lions, who's 6-3. Lincoln Way East at 9-0, the number 2 seed in the 8A bracket. They're hosting 31st seeded Chicago Taft, who's in at 4-5. Manuka 7-2 on the season. They're seeded 15th, hosting Sandberg, who's 6-3, the 18th seed. 7th seed is South Elgin, 8-1 at home against Chicago Lane at 6-3. Warren is in there at number 10 in the 8A bracket, 7-2 their record, hosting Oswego, who's 6-3 at seeded 23rd. Barrington, the 3 seed, 9-0, hosting Glenbrook South at 4-5, seeded 30th. So 3 4-5 teams in the 8A postseason. Naperville Central, seeded 14th at 7-2, hosting 19th seeded Downers Grove South, who's 6-3. Maine South is 8-1, seeded 6th. Hosting Lockport Township, they're 27th, seated at 5-4. And the final matchup in the 8A bracket is Belleville East, 7-2, the 11th seed at home against 22nd seeded Aurora East, who's 6-3. We'll take one more timeout, come back, and wrap it up on the Pigskin Playoff Preview after this on WRMJ.
Compeer Financial is always here for our clients and communities. With all the unknowns in our world today, you don't want to worry about your operations financing. We can give you peace of mind with flexible financing options, including long-term fixed rates, and our experienced team will guide you every step of the way. Partner with us today. To learn more, give us a call at 844-426-6733 or visit Compeer.com today. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2021, all rights reserved.
This is Gabrielle Lemonager with Compeer Financial in Alito.
Stop in and see me, Garrett Fike, or Corey Bull for all your ag financing or crop insurance needs.
Pappy Joe's aims to please any time of the day, any day of the week. You'll find great food and a good time at your Aledo Happy Joe's. Start your day with their delicious coffee, cinnamon rolls, tasty omelet pizza, and more. You'll always find plenty to eat on their lunch buffet, and you can order your favorite. And the whole family will think you're the best when you treat them to Happy Joe's famous pizza, pasta, calzones, and more. Dine in, carry out, or call for delivery at your Aledo Happy Joe's. Good times to be together.
For healthier crops and stronger yields, count on Nutrien Ag Solutions. By partnering with the leader in plant nutrition, you'll have access to innovative products and unmatched service that deliver impact and efficiency to every acre. Healthier crops, happier growers. Lead the field this season and beyond. Find your local crop consultant at NutrienAgSolutions.com.
See your local Nutrien Ag Solutions in New Boston, Viola, and Alexis.
Don't let your property be damaged by a leaky roof. If it's time for a new commercial roof to protect your investment, consider a Duralast roof from Riddle Roofing. Duralast Roof Incorporated is the world's best roof, ideal for flat or low-sloped application. It's durable, energy-efficient, and backed by the best warranty in the business. Protect your investment with a new roof from Riddle Roofing. For a free estimate, call Riddle Roofing in Aledo at 309-582-8532. That's 582-8532.
Love it, hate it, it happens every year, and one of the most important things you can do to prep for and maintain in cold weather is to call Lucky Duct Heating and Air Conditioning. Locally owned and operated by Darren and Missy Harrison, Lucky Duct can perform important furnace checks, repairs, and maintenance. Offer top-notch duct cleaning services, mini splits, and much more, serving the Quad Cities area. And if you're located in Mercer or Southern Rock Island counties, you're in luck when you call Lucky Duct Heating and Air Conditioning at 235 39th Street, Moline. Call 309-797-2828.
Past 10 o'clock on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. I've been in the downtown Aledo WRMJ studios far too much on a Saturday today. Get me out of here.
Oh, wait a minute.
I'm sure I'll get paid. Too. I'm sure I'll get paid overtime without a doubt. So as we look ahead to the postseason next week, we have game times, Rock Ridge at Westville. That is a 2 o'clock kickoff. Pre-game coverage will start at 1 o'clock on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. And then our second game is Mercer County at Wilmington, a 4 o'clock kickoff for that game. Both games are Saturday. Pre-game coverage set for 3 o'clock for the Golden Eagles and the Wildcats. It's also the Rockets and the Tigers, or the nicknames for the schools, will be broadcasting next week. So, excited for week 10 yet?
I am. I think the 2A bracket, well, Mercer County and Rock Ridge, they're seeing it. If you look at the bracket with, I mean, even the coach from Wilmington, he said, how many 9-0 teams are there again this thing? And so and that's a guy that's been coaching for 30 years. So, you know, there's no question it's going to take two tremendous efforts to move on to the second round, and if both teams are fortunate to do that, then you get a, hopefully, you know, you would think you'll get a host a second round game.
Right, and you know, we talked about this in the 2A bracket, Rock Ridge 8-1 in the north, playing on the road, and then the 8-9 game in the south of the state is a 6-3 team hosting, so it's pretty crazy. Wow. That Rock Ridge, again,
I guess I didn't look at
that. They're probably, I guess I didn't pay too much attention, but looking through the brackets, but I assume they're the only team who has 8 wins that's on the road in the first round, I would think. I guess I could have looked, but I didn't really pay much attention, but I'm pretty confident that's the case.
Yeah, you got to believe that. Yeah, that tells you the level of success the programs in the upper half of 2A have experienced this year in 2023.
Anything else really you want to say about the IHSA football or the Illinois 8-Man Football Association playoffs too? Of course, we talked with Coach Elder earlier at Ridgewood.
Good luck to Coach Elder. I hope the Ridgewood Spartans can make a deep run. He deserves that, and I know that community over there is on board, especially those home games at Cambridge. That's a great vibe to go see a game, and hopefully they can play with a potential to play maybe two weekends at home. The 8-Man playoff, again, that's just a 4-week playoff system, and each year has its own story and our own storyline, and we'll see what that is here coming up next week. And again, as you confirm, already know the start times. That's nice, already on this Saturday, and hopefully teams can travel across, our fans can travel across the state. I'm just, I don't remember the last time where we've had two teams in the first round playing the distance that we've had to travel when, you know, it's supposed to be, you think these brackets with 1 through 16, I can't imagine if Brockridge was playing a 1 through 32
right.
bracket if they'd had to have to travel any further. I don't know, but I like the fact that you're playing teams you haven't seen, so you get that.
Right,
experience.
I like that too, and that's kind of why I almost wish it would be 1 through 32, and you can almost go and say, well, look at this travel we have to do in the 1 through 16 when you look at what Mercer County's got to do and Rock Ridge, both lengthy trips in the first round playing next Saturday. We're up at it's 10:15. We started at 7. We were supposed to be off at 10.
Can I say one more
we'll
thing?
Probably get yelled at the staff meeting on Tuesday again.
Well, I'm not going to be here. So
oh, that's right.
It.
Nobody is. Oh, we had it canceled. Next Tuesday, we'll get yelled at.
Well,
probably.
But they can't. This is just me speaking now. They can't yell at us too much because the reason people are missing is because there's a couple people in this room that are up for awards from the Illinois Broadcasters Association. But, and then, so we've done so much content that we haven't been able to have it on the show, right? So we'll have, we call it bonus content.
Yeah.
That'll be on our WMJ.com platform. That's worthy of listing. And when it's uploaded, it's worthy of listing because there's three great interviews here with three great kids that grew up in this county that still coach, and their teams are in the playoffs. And we're talking about Brad Dixon at Camp Point Central, talking about Coach Adolphson at Monmouth Roseville. And Pat Lower told this tremendous, and even Coach Adolphson told this, both of them, but Pat Lower's story was really so tremendous, so hilarious about Coach Breeden back in, it would have been the late 80s when he was coaching junior high football. And it's the first part of the interview, and it's just a classic Coach Breeden story. And I love how Coach Breeden and Coach Cook, their delivery, you know, when they talk about different things and the lives that they've impacted. And Coach, you know, I know Coach Breeden is so happy when he hears kids that played for him still tell stories. And the one neat thing that you know you've had an impact on lives when you have your one of your former players from 25 years ago saying, "Hey, Coach, yeah, can you come and speak to my team before a big playoff game?" I mean, that is like the biggest compliment. And I know Coach Breeden has done that for not only Coach Lower, I think many of the other kids that he's coached over the years. But anyway, that's bonus contact. And I always like Coach Dixon, his conversations with him on how he approaches coaching. And I think it's really great because he said at a young age, I had to look in the mirror and admit to myself, I'm doing things the wrong way and I need to change what I'm doing in my philosophy and how I'm doing this. And I think it's tough for some people to accept that. So I always think that's a great story. And you see, that's a program that got to the state title last year and 9-0 this year and hoping to make another deep run. And then Coach Adolphson, always nice to hear from him. And he got his team into the 3A playoffs. So anyway, that's bonus content. Well worth the listen when we post that online.
It's available online right now already on WRMJ.com.
And I bet you Wayne Bennett, who lives in Johnsburg, Illinois, is going to that site
right now. The other thing, too, that I laugh at, so now it's 10:18, and if you've listened to this entire program, wow, unbelievable. Thank you. Over 3 hours and 15 minutes worth of content, and if you're going to go and listen to those three extra interviews, holy smokes. Maybe wait till tomorrow to do it.
You deserve all the Blake Shelton tickets we get.
Yeah,
now,
right. Or we have WWE tickets we're giving away, too, I think, coming up when they come to the... I'm upset they're not giving me all 14 of the allotment, but I guess I'm going to get like two or four. So thanks for being here all day on Saturday for the 10th week in a row, Ty.
In order for you to get them, though, you have to dress up like a wrestler.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to do that. I just will stop coming in on Saturdays for nothing
at
all.
Now, so this is, I think, officially then out of high school football. So this is the latest live program we've done at the station past the 10 o'clock hour. And
well, except last night when I was in Hamilton, it felt like it was 2 in the morning.
Yeah,
that game was still going
in
on.
In terms of the microphone on. Now, Margo Price's family told me a couple weeks ago that she wants to come on at some undisclosed time, and she's going to do a set here in the overnight hours at some point.
Yeah,
and
we can get another guest DJ in here.
Yeah, and she's going to come in, and people are going to drive by and say, "Who's that playing a guitar in the studio at 1 a.m. in the morning. Well, who do you think it is? Anyway, but anyway, that's off the beaten path. It's high school football. Yeah. Let's get ready for week one of the playoffs. Again, all the coverage coming up Saturday. And then I know we'll have a lot of content throughout the week leading up to the games. I know Coach Cook has a medical procedure, I know, early in the week, so we think about him, but he still wants to go. He's raring to go. And then Coach Breen's raring to go. And who else is going to be on the Mirko broadcast? Do we know that?
It'll be probably John. He's back next week after missing. He was in Carbondale this weekend. One of his college teammates was inducted into the Southern Illinois University Hall of Fame, which John, of course, is a member as well. And then Bill will be going, of course, Coach Breeden, and then I believe Tab Ballmer will be on the sidelines.
All right.
Rock Ridge will be you and Coach Cook, I'd imagine. I might get dragged to that. One other story quickly. Eric Hutchins, he asked me on the way home last week when Sherrard got beat by Erie Prophetstown for them to get knocked out of playoff contention. He said, well, now what? Where will you be going for the playoffs? And I looked at him and I said, hopefully nowhere. And I was kidding. I'm kidding. I'll be somewhere next week with us, but going to be a long trip one way or the other. I'd imagine I'll probably be going with the Rock Ridge game because a four-man crew, that's probably a little bit too many guys to be talking over each other.
The little police department's driving by, and they're saying, is somebody still broadcasting at WRJ? Yes, they are. It's high school football. All right, so, yep, just get ready for our coverage. Thanks to Glenn Cook and Bill Breeden and all of our local coaches that have helped us out tonight.
Also, thank you to Greg Armstrong from the View from the West podcast and WQAD. He was on in the 7 o'clock hour, talked a lot about that. We thank him very much for that. Also, thank you to Steve Soucy this morning. The busiest 24 hours of his year, he made 30 minutes of talk with us on Sportsline today, which was a fun conversation to kind of get us set for what the pairings look like. And give it up for Steve Soucy. You should subscribe to Friday Night Drive because he knocked it out of the park. He was exactly right this morning. So thank you, Steve Soucy. As we said, all of our local interviews tonight available online at WRMJ.com. It's past 10:20, which means it's time to wrap up. Our coverage next week, Saturday, a 2 o'clock kickoff for Rock Ridge at Westville, on the air at 1 o'clock. And Mercer County at Wilmington, a 4 o'clock kickoff there, will be on the air at 3 o'clock with pregame coverage. Thanks a lot, Coach Breeden, Coach Cook, Jim Taylor, and Ty Taylor, saying good night from the downtown Aledo studios on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Thanks a lot for listening tonight.
Thanks for listening to the Pigskin Playoff Preview Show on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Tonight's program has been brought to you by Diamond Ag, Orwig Auction and Appraisal, Compeer Financial, Aledo Happy Joes, Nutrien Ag Solutions in New Boston, Viola and Alexis, Riddle Roofing, Lucky Duck, Coppers Creek Outfitters, AC McCartney Equipment, Sullivan Auctioneers, Essig Motors, Agtegrity Precision, Skinner Landscaping, and by Jeff's Auto Body and Towing. The preceding has been a presentation of WRMJ Sports, your high school sports voice of Western Illinois.